This is episode 67 of the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast.
You are listening to the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast, a show about living simply and sustainably with your family. Here's your host, Stephanie Safarian.
Hello, welcome back. Do you remember a few years back, the internet flooded itself with what's in my handbag posts by bloggers and influencers? Well, I am a few years late to that party, but here we are. It's what's in my handbag, zero waste style. If you're like me, you've been reducing your trash at home, and that's wonderful. But what about when you're out and about? It all starts with what's in your handbag. And if you're a guy, if you don't carry a handbag, it's what you have with you at all times, perhaps in your car, perhaps in your satchel. Now, I don't like lugging around a heavy bag full of glass jars and to-go containers. I keep a medium-sized purse with me for essentials, and it also kind of doubles as a makeshift diaper bag. My youngest is still in diapers, but she's too old for me to actually carry a diaper bag. So my purse is kind of like a catch-all for my stuff, my youngest essentials. There's some toys in there, and there's also a heck of a lot of zero-waste items. My goal is to have in my bag at all times everything I need for eating out and food shopping that's spontaneous, that comes my way, so that I'm creating no waste while I'm out. On today's episode, I am giving you 10 such items in my bag. And a quick little side note here is I do mention some products in this episode where appropriate. And I'm giving you specific products that I use and I love, but please know that the most eco-friendly option is to use what you already have and not buy new. So keep that as a little side note as you listen. Now, this week's show notes, everything we're talking about today can be found at mamaminimalist.com/067, mamaminimalist.com/067. So here we go. Items number one and two that I keep with me at all times are my reusable water bottle and my reusable coffee mug. Did you know that we, as a planet, throw away 1 million water bottles every minute? Every minute. That's crazy. I'm fairly rough with my bag, as in I throw it around a lot. And I don't ever drink out of plastic, even when it's a BPA-free water bottle. And glass is too fragile for my liking. Yes, I have broken a glass water bottle before. And so I strongly prefer stainless steel when it comes to my water bottles. I prefer Clean Canteen. I'll link to it in the show notes if you're in the market for a stainless steel water bottle. I've heard some people say that they feel as though their water tastes like metal when they drink from stainless steel, but I don't notice this at all. Everywhere I go, I keep a small Clean Canteen in my bag. They have different sizes. I prefer the small one. I'm not a big water drinker. I highly prefer coffee. So that's where item number two comes in. I have a stainless steel hand-me-down nondescript coffee mug. It's completely unexceptional, except for the fact that it's reusable. And it's just naturally with me all the time because I brew my coffee at home. I take it with me when I go out. I'm a very slow coffee sipper. And if on the off chance that I find myself heading somewhere and I find myself ordering another coffee or another warm beverage, I already have my coffee cup with me to reuse. Item number three is reusable bags. Back in the day when I first started this zero waste journey, I noticed that I was going out and purchasing things on the fly and taking home an awful lot of plastic bags without me even really realizing it. So I decided that a super easy fix to this problem was to carry around my own plastic bag or two. And I did this for a while and it worked miraculously. It completely eliminated the need for me to take a plastic bag or take a paper bag from the pharmacy or for wherever I was going on my daily errands. It worked great. However, I ended up tweaking this practice because I just really hated the messiness of the plastic bags floating around in my purse. I received reusable bags as a gift, and I am obsessed with them. I received Chico bags. That's the brand. I'll link to them in the show notes. They are reusable, and the best part for me is that these bags come in a little handy-dandy carrying case almost, so I can stuff the bag into the carrying case. And as such, I don't have a bag floating around my purse, getting me all discombobulated. Now, an easy fix for this, if you don't want to purchase something, is simply to make a bag out of fabric using your rudimentary sewing skills on your sewing machine. That will work just as well. But the key is to keep it in your purse, because if you keep it in your car or you keep it in a bag that's not always with you, trust me, there will be times where you are out and about and you've forgotten your bag. Item number 4 is solely for my toddler who is still in diapers, and that is a reusable diaper I carry with me at all times in a drawstring bag. Now, my youngest daughter is at that stage where she's really still in diapers, but she doesn't soil them too often, and I don't carry a diaper bag. In our household, we mostly cloth diaper, and I therefore carry a single cloth diaper around in a drawstring fabric bag, which goes straight into my handbag. The drawstring fabric bag also doubles as transport for the soiled diaper when I do change her. I also keep rags in this bag for wiping her tush. And by the way, the rags that I carry around with me were made from some of her old clothes that were too stained to donate. Item number 5 is 2 handkerchiefs in a pouch. Now, when my grandfather passed away, my grandmother gave me 2 of his handkerchiefs, and they are quite nice. They're super soft cotton, and somebody hand embroidered the edges. So I keep 2 of them neatly folded in a pouch, which also doubles as transport for the handkerchiefs when they're soiled. Now, you don't need to have fancy hand-me-down sentimental handkerchiefs to wipe your nose with. You can wipe your nose with anything that is not Kleenex in that plastic sleeve. For me, it's handkerchiefs. For you, it could be rags. And the key here is really that pouch. You know, Kleenex has that flimsy plastic pouch for transport, but you're going to want to put your handkerchiefs or your rags or whatever reusable nose wiping system you have in place in a pouch or in a package of sorts so that they're not just floating around your bag. Moving right along to item number 6 is my menstrual cup. Now, this is solely for me, solely for the ladies, but Natasha Casanario, back in episode 48 of this podcast, convinced me to finally try a menstrual cup, and I haven't looked back. It's been 4 months now of completely zero waste periods, and I am absolutely thrilled with my decision. If you have pressing questions about menstrual cups, go back and listen to episode 48. Natasha really outlines it in a way that's much better than I could on this episode. But I have 2 Diva cups, Diva cup being the brand. One of them stays at home, and one of them stays in my handbag at all times, just in case. The next 2 items I keep with me at all times are for those spontaneous, quick grab a bite to eat moments. And to be honest, those moments don't happen very often in my life. I'm really dictated by my second daughter's nap schedule, and her nap always comes around lunch. So we're not really buying too much food on the fly. However, if you are going out to lunch often, you will definitely want items 6 and 7 in your bag, which is a set of silverware and a bento box or glass Tupperware for food storage. So let's tackle the silverware first. You can buy silverware in a handy dandy roll-up case. There are some super cute sellers on Etsy who make them. However, I had extra silverware just lying around my house. So I packed up 2 forks, 2 spoons, I wrapped them in a cloth napkin, and I tied it with a piece of ribbon. Then I shoved it in one of the pouches of my bag, and it's there and with me when the moment comes up that I need them. This way, when I'm out and about and I find myself hungry, or my daughter finds herself hungry, we have silverware at the ready, and there's just no need for the plastic stuff that is also, by the way, very flimsy. How many times do those plastic forks break? They're terrible. If your handbag is small, you can purchase fold-up lightweight camping utensils, and they're very cheap, just an option for you. When it comes to the actual food transport, carry around a container. I used to carry around a lidded glass Tupperware bowl for food purchases on the go, but it was too heavy and too bulky, and there's always that potential of me breaking it. So I switched over to a stainless steel bento box. It's way lighter. The brand I use is Tiffin, and the specific product I use is two bento boxes on top of each other. And when it comes to using them, it's super easy. If I'm in a bakery and my daughter wants a muffin, I simply hand the tiffin over to the woman behind the counter or the man behind the counter. I ask him or her to put the muffin in the tin instead of using that parchment paper to grab the muffin to put in the paper bag. Easy peasy. Same with lunch items. If we're on the go and my daughter wants a slice of pizza, just hand over the box. Very kindly, but also very boldly, ask the worker to please put the item in the box instead of in a plastic Tupperware, and we go on our day. Item number 8, super easy, is crayons in an Altoid tin. Now, this is solely for my 2 daughters. I just took a couple crayons, placed them perfectly, they perfectly fit, in a reusable mint tin. And I also cut up pieces of scrap paper from our house in fancy shapes. I put them right in the tin too. So my daughters have something to do when they're getting antsy, and zero waste is produced. Moving right along to item number 9 is, of course, my cell phone. However, my cell phone has a zero waste twist because I have it protected in an eco-friendly cell phone case. Now, my phone is on its last leg. I've had it for about 3, maybe 4 years, and I believe in keeping technology as long as possible. And I believe truly that my cell phone case has extended the life of my phone. Now, I'm sure by now you've heard of Pellacase. I have one. There's a super cute whale on the back. It's plastic free, it's made of plant fibers, and it's incredibly durable. When I upgrade my phone, and that will be soon, I will absolutely be dressing it in another Pella case. I again will link to Pella in the show notes if you are in the market for a compostable cell phone case. The last item in my handbag are snacks for myself and for my daughters. I've talked about this before, but it bears repeating. I do snacks differently. I do not buy individually wrapped food. So snack packs, those are out. Granola bars, out. Raisins in miniature boxes are out. Instead, I buy snacks in bulk, or I make them in bulk, and I separate them into snack-sized portions at home all at once for the entire week. This practice has undergone some tweaking over the years, but it has absolutely and legitimately slashed into the waste my household produces in serious ways. It's really cheap, too, once you get the hang of it. Now, what makes this possible is my Ween Green containers. I've linked to them before. They don't pay me to say this. I'll link to them again. They're awesome. They're small and they're glass, but they're seemingly indestructible. I've had mine for 5 years now. I haven't broken a single one. When I'm heading out of the house, I just grab a few of these pre-made snack containers that I made by myself in my own kitchen. I pop them in my handbag and I'm off. Super easy. So there you have it, the 10 items in my zero waste handbag. Just a quick little tip before we say goodbye. If you are out and about and you're purchasing something and you are asked, would you like a receipt? The answer should always be no. Receipts are thermal paper. They're not recyclable. And BPA, you know, that chemical that is terrible for humans, is all over them. Say no to receipts, first, because they're not recyclable, and second, because people who are in frequent contact with receipts have higher levels of BPA in their bodies than people with average contact. So say no to receipts for both environmental reasons and for your health. It is possible to be zero waste in this very disposable world we're living in by simply being prepared at all times. Now, everything we talked about today is in this week's show notes, which you can find at mamaminimalist.com/067. This was a quick episode. I just talked your ears off. Everything I mentioned today is in the show notes at mamaminimalist.com/067. On next week's show, we are talking about self-care for busy people. I will see you then. Take care.